Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am kicking off today's daily editorials with a company update. I'm following up with Angold Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AAU. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Adrian Rothwell. Now, Adrian, we're following up on the initial interview when I introduced this really new company to the market, a restructured company here. We chatted at the beginning of January. I introduced the overall story. I will provide a link to that interview. But in quick summary, the company holds projects in Nevada and Chile, the Dorado and Cordillera properties in Chile, as well as the Iron Butte project in Nevada. And the company is cashed up with a little over almost $9 million in cash and a drill program that is just starting at Dorado. We're going to talk about that drill program, but first, I do want to address some of the questions that came in on the back of that initial interview. The first question, discussing the trading in the stock early on when it came out to the public, we saw some very high volumes traded. The first day of trading back on December 31st, we saw almost 1 million shares traded. On January 5th, we saw 1.2 million shares traded. Now, I understand that this is a restructured company, so there were some old shareholders that might have just wanted that liquidity to trade into some other stocks, but are there any other insights that you can give us on the early trading and the high volume in the Angold stock, please?
Sure. And thanks, Corey, for following up and having me back on the show. So I guess to talk about this, we've got to take a step back. We completed a sub-receipt round of 20 million shares at 40 cents for funding of $8 million around early October of last year. And of course, there's a lot of shareholders that we were that have been in the stock since then. We can't predict anyone's need for liquidity. The other side of that is that placement was oversubscribed. We did allocate. So when you start looking at the high volume of trading, it all starts to make sense. The only free trading stock on listing was 20 million shares at the 40 cents. That's the sub-receipt round. And a small amount of stock, let's say 1 to 2 million shares from the shell. So really, if anything, we've likely seen a consolidation of our shareholdings, with some of those larger holders that were allocated down to 8 million to get our financing down to that 8 million amount. The cost base for most of the shares being traded is going to be around 40 cents. I wouldn't be selling.
Yeah. One thing to note, too, is that even with this high volume, the share price has been volatile, but pretty steady as well, reaching a low of about 42 cents up to a high of about 53 cents. Some of those high volume days were actually up days for the stock. So there is that interest in terms of the work that you guys are doing. I also want a little more information on the back of another comment that came in, asking about the shares in escrow. This comment does outline that there are more than 25 million shares that are not in escrow, mostly from the federal gold financing. So that, again, is the company that Angold took over in an RTO. So there were shares held by those shareholders. But when it comes to the shares in escrow, what information can you give us about these, please?
Yeah, so the sub-receipt round of $8 million was actually done in federal gold, not in the shells. So when we talk about free trading stock in federal gold, that is the 20 million shares at 40 cents. The rest of the stock, we've got almost 20% that's held by directors, insiders, myself included. And a lot of the other stock we've really tried to keep in good hands. And they're on escrow release from anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. A lot of a lot of that earlier seed stock is a three-year escrow, so you're not going to see, and that's with in good hands, so you're not going to see that come out into the market, you know, like right on every 3 months. The amount, it's been managed very well. The amount that will become free trading is very manageable by us. And remember, this isn't a static company either. So we'll start, as we start to unlock the value in all of our projects and through our drilling program that, as you mentioned, is ongoing right now, we should start to see higher values.
All right, Adrian, let's talk about some of the catalysts then for the company, focused really mostly on the drill programs. The initial drill program has just started. That news came out January 13th, and this is at the Dorado project in Chile. 5,000 meters is planned, a total of 10 holes, 500 meters each. Give us the goals, please, of this drill program.
Yeah, sure. So yes, as you said, 10 holes at 500 meters. Each of our holes is designed to achieve multiple objectives. There's historic drilling on this project. It's around 10,000 meters, but a lot of that historic drilling was shallow drilling, anywhere from 200 to 300 meter average, a couple of longer holes, but most of the holes were around that 200 to 300 meters. And so, first of all, we need to conduct a little QAQC on that. Secondly, looking at where some of the low-hanging fruit on the historic resource, where some of the holes were left out because of drill spacing, so infilling some of that. And most importantly, looking at the not only the extension laterally and oxides at Dorado, but drilling deeper. A lot of the holes in the past ended in mineralization. So looking at the depth potential of the resource. And of course, you know, the plans change. So we've got 10 holes at 500 meters. If we're drilling a long hole and we can see it's still in mineralized rock, we will continue going down the hole. Modestly.
So, Adrian, in terms of some past drill results I'm seeing in this news release, there are some fairly impressive historic results, some long widths with some relatively decent grades, especially when it comes to, let's say, open pit mining. Take us through some of these historic results that are guiding some of this drilling.
Yeah, so some of the historic results we're looking at: 261 meters at 0.91 grams per ton, 318 meters at 0.68, 192 meters at 0.72 grams per ton gold. And that's gold only, not gold equivalent or anything like that. This is a gold porphyry system. So very consistent grades through what I call the blob underground. And these systems tend to hold together very well. They're very consistent. They tend to be, over a kilometer in depth. You compare it to Caspiche, they've drilled to a depth of over 1,000 meters, and they have excellent continuity in that deposit as well. So, we're hoping that with some of these holes that ended in mineralization to get some nice longer intercepts. Ultimately, we want to do an updated resource, but we're not going to rush to that. We're going to do a lot of work on structure. There's a zone to the south that we call Lajita South, where it looks like that could add to our resource as well. So we'll be drilling there as well, likely either at the end of this season or the beginning of the next drill season in the Maricunga around September.
Okay, I'm glad you addressed the idea, or at least plans, of eventually getting an updated resource, because that is what I was going to ask, is what is the process towards an updated resource? But sounds like it's on your guys' radar. Just to remind everybody, there is a historic resource here of a little over 450,000 ounces at half a gram per ton gold. When it comes to using some of this historic drill data, it's also outlined in this news release that you are doing some of this drilling just to validate this historic data to be used in a new resource. How important is that to be able to validate this data for an updated resource?
Extremely important. You know, a lot of the old drilling was reverse circulation drilling. We have some of the pulps, chips from that, and some of that has gone into the lab for testing now. So we are qualifying that historic, those historic assays. But also, you do want to twin a couple of holes, just, you know, to test that. And it's relatively low cost to bring in a lot of historic information into a resource model.
So in terms of budget for this program, I was also emailed this question asking for a breakdown of the budget for this drill program and also for Iron Butte. Let's start off with Dorado, though. What is the estimated cost of this 5,000 meters?
Yeah, it's around $4.2 million Canadian for this 5,000 meter program. Iron Butte, a little lower cost, certainly easier access, and being in the United States in Nevada, you know, drilling costs are a little lower as well. The availability of drills is much, much higher. So that's going to be around a $2.5 million program.
Okay. And just to remind everybody, Iron Butte will get those drills on site after the drilling at Dorado, and it is planned about 5,000 meters as well, but that can also be increased. So essentially, the company is fully funded for both these drill programs and still has the ability to keep the drills turning if you like what you're seeing initially, correct?
Yeah, correct. I mean, obviously, if the results are really good coming out of the ground in Dorado, and particularly Iron Butte, we'd be looking at going back to the market and raising enough money to keep those drills turning.
All right, Adrian, we will wrap it up here. Again, I will post that link to our first interview that does provide a more broad overview of this company. And please, everyone, keep on emailing me your questions, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Adrian to address those. Adrian, thanks for your time today. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, Corey. Thank you.